Good, good. So today we want to have a time of testimonies, and I crave your indulgence that listen in as much as you can. Take some notes. Write one or two things that you are going to use to live your life even beyond today's service. And for our first set of testimonies, we want to have Madam Elaine and Brother Ian, if they can join me upstage. Can someone catch? Mama Elaine, please a round of applause even as they come. Go for chocolate from mommy, okay? Go and bring the chocolate. Go. Love you. So, yes, please. Feel free to sit in any order. So how many of us have seen them in church before? How many of us have never seen them in church before? We have people raising up their hands. Okay, so Brother Ian is the very direct opposite of me, just like King. King, where are you, King? You can raise your hand. King is a very quiet person. She is in charge of the ladies' Bible study group. And she's not so much of a talkative like I am, the same as Brother Ian. So he's very quiet. And same as the wife, they don't really talk so much, but I can tell you they are consistent in church service. And in as much as they don't talk and stay overly and share, I believe that a few of us have seen them over, and we thank God so much for their lives. So quickly, can you introduce yourselves? Introduce yourselves to the congregation.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Okay. Wonderful. Good morning to everyone. I am Elaine and my husband, Ian. Our son is Kalinaw. In our language, it means peace. So I am currently the vice consul at the Philippine Consulate General in Xiamen. You would be surprised to find out that we've been living here in Xiamen for 4.5 years already. And we're actually due to go back to the Philippines next year. Do you want to introduce yourself? Okay. So that's it. Yeah.
In the light of your staying here, so when did you arrive? When did you arrive in China?
What was that? I think to 2017.
2017.
May of 2017.
And can you describe the feeling? Can you describe the feeling of coming to China as a family?
The first few weeks and months actually were not easy for us because the language barrier. You know, we couldn't speak any Mandarin, so we couldn't go around, and we didn't find any foreigners where we were staying. So it felt really alienating. And to be honest, we were not too excited being posted here in Xiamen. Because the nature of our work is that we get posted to different countries. This is my first posting. And when it was time to bid, you have to bid for a certain location. We chose all European countries. And then when my papers arrived, it was written Xiamen. And my first question was, where is Xiamen? And then when I asked my Filipino-Chinese friend, she said, oh my, it's in China. So my first reaction was, oh my God, I'm going to China. So the first few weeks actually were, to be honest, we're not happy. I kept on crying because my husband sacrificed his career to be with me. And I kept on crying and apologizing to him because I said, I'm so sorry, I promised you Europe. And here we find ourselves in China.
So Ian, how did you meet Elaine? How did you meet her, and how did you know she was the one for you?
Oh, we were actually teachers back in the Philippines. We taught for around 10 years.
So you were teachers?
Yeah, we were teachers.
Do we have any teachers here? Yes, yeah, I see Teacher Telly raising the hand.
Yeah, so Elaine was a English teacher. I was a Filipino language teacher. Well, that's how we communicate. We don't understand each other that much. Just kidding. Yeah, so we were teaching, and then we were teaching in a big school, so all the teachers don't really know each other that much. So one day, when I was about to go home, it started to rain, and then I didn't know what to do. I didn't have an umbrella with me. And then so I found this... the woman, then I remember, oh, well, yeah, she's a teacher in school too, so maybe we could share an umbrella, because I saw that she was carrying an umbrella, and then I went to her, and then I told her, oh, can we share an umbrella? So I think that's where we started to have a walk home, and I think right then and there, I knew that she always has an umbrella with her. No, to make a long story short, so we had a lot of walks going home, we shared a lot of coffee cups together, and we actually spent a long time as a couple. It took us 7 years before we got married.
Wow. Yeah. You had 7 years of dating before you got married. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So what really caught your attention about Brother Ian when he asked you, can I be with you under your umbrella? And there were days when it was not raining, but he was asking you.
Yeah, I was actually surprised because it wasn't raining anymore, and he still joined me in my walk home. Yeah, but we come from a small country, but I came from a different place. So we are actually two different cultures. So what I loved about it was that he was so open about my culture. I come from the upper north. I'm an indigenous person from the northern part of my country. I only went to Manila to work, and he was so open about my culture. So we our first years together was actually, we taught each other many things. You
know. I understand you were born Catholic, and you were Protestant, and in the light of your marriage, did it pose any challenges? Did you consider anything in that light? And why, if it's so, why was it a concern to you being of the same faith and same principles? Why was it of a concern?
Well, my roots was really, my family backgrounds were really traditional Catholic, and I went to a traditional Catholic school. So when we're already dating, maybe a few years after that, we were already thinking about our future, and we have to decide. And so I actually don't know what to do. But then during one of our retreats where we spend like 3 days of prayer, I actually consulted the retreat master, who's actually a priest, and then I told him our concern that I'm a Catholic, and then Elaine is a born-again Christian. And the priest told me, you know what, that's not actually a problem. We're just worshiping the same God. And what you should actually do is maybe you should start by attending her church, go with her in her service, and I think that's really... When we follow that, actually that really improved our relationship. Instead of just going out for coffee and dinner dates, we spend more time in service, praising the Lord. And I think with that, our relationship even grew deeper. And just then we were deciding already, like maybe when we get together, when we get married, maybe we should just, you know, just follow one faith. And so that's what we decided upon.
On my side, I'm actually what you call a PK. I think some of you know that term. I'm a pastor's kid. I grew up in a Christian home. And when I told my mother, who is my spiritual mentor, about Ian, she was actually quite discouraged because I told her that she was Catholic. Mm-hmm. And we were born-again Christians through and through. But then what she said the next actually stuck with me, because she said, but I trust the Lord, because I have been praying for your and your sister's partner in life, and I trust my only desire is that he is a God. He is a man after God's own heart, so I trust that he has led you to the right person.
I like the very fact that in the midst of their desire to get married, one thing they were looking for is to make sure the person they were getting married to was having an effective relationship with the Lord. And I think majority of the time, as a church, we don't talk about that so much. But I really want to emphasize that. In the light of your pursuit of marriage, it's one most important thing to make sure that whoever you are going to get married to is in an effective relationship with the Lord. It's very, very important. It sets the tone on principles to be applied within your marriage. Amen. So how many years have you been married now?
Seven years?
Yeah. And how, in one word, if you can describe those one word, in those 7 years, how can you describe it in one word?
Still short.
A joy?
I mean, it's enjoy, but I think it's still short.
Short?
Yeah, short.
Short.
Yeah. Because we were together as a couple, we were dating for 7 years. I mean, it seems like a long time, but now that we're married for just 7 years, it's different. I mean, it feels like it's just a short marriage. I mean,
it's just coming. Shoop. Yeah, it's so short.
So many things to discover about each other. So many things to grow up on.
What about you? One word to describe your 7 years in marriage.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. I cannot think of. I'm blank.
don't say terrible.
No. It's actually quite blissful, you know.
Blissful.
Our relationship was developed here in Xiamen, because I mentioned earlier, this is my first posting. The work was very tough. It was very difficult. My boss was very tough. He was difficult, and because I was so I had a difficult time, and like I said, my husband sacrificed his work, so he was left to take care of our son. He was also adjusting to this new role of his, and our marriage was tested here in China, actually. That's where we learned how to really to face the challenges together, because we realized we were actually facing our own challenges on our own while we were here, and we were moving apart slowly. And then it just took us one big fight when we were really both on the brink, and we realized, why were we facing this on our own? So we took a long break. I took a leave from my work, and we our family went to Australia for a bit to really fix our relationship, and then came back, and we came back stronger.
Amen, yeah. Amen. In the light of challenges through the 7 years, what one major challenge would you want to share with the congregation, and how did you overcome that challenge?
I think, in a way, yes. So. When we were in the Philippines, you know, we had a full support, but when we were here in Xiamen, we were on our own, as I mentioned. And although we were coming here to church, we kind of drifted apart, and we drifted from our relationship from the Lord, because, like I said, we were trying to face our new challenges on our own. We didn't know how to deal with it. And the environment was also quite alienating. And so I think that was one big challenge to both of us. We weren't talking to each other already. But when we finally decided to talk, because, you know, we were going nowhere, we realized that we weren't relying on the Lord, and we weren't supporting each other. So I really thank the Lord. I think there really is a reason. We were discouraged that we were posted here in Xiamen. But before we left the Philippines, my family, his family, and the two of us, we prayed really hard. And we knew that everything was according to God's plan, why we were sent here to Xiamen, to China.
Ian, do you have anything to say? She said everything.
Really well.
I think in the light of the journey of marriage, I think one critical thing we need to understand is the place of challenges. The place of challenges. There are some who might not face any challenge in any way. And there are majority, which I would say, who face challenges. And I want to say, just like Mama Elaine rightfully said, in the face of challenge, the best decision is to draw closer to the Father and to draw closer to one another. When you leave a space, what happens is the devil occupies that space. So majority of the time when issues erupt, the most important thing to do is to make sure it doesn't overly cause contention and causes a long breakup. No, as much as you can, draw closer to God and draw closer to one another. How has XICF been a blessing to you? How has XICF been a Brother Ben, Brother Brown, Brother Rob, Brother Kobe, how have we all been a blessing to you in XICF?
Like I said before, we left. My parents were very, very concerned. China being China, they were worried where we would be able to go to church. When we arrived, we really didn't know anything about XICF. But like I said, everything is God's plan. Because lo and behold, the wife of one of my staff at the Consulate General was actually attending XICF. Miss Tess Madrilejos, who was very active here in XICF. So she was the one who accompanied us on our first day here. So when I told my parents, they were very, very happy. I actually brought my, pre-COVID, I brought my parents here in one service. Wow. And they saw Brother Perry dancing.
Amen. Yeah.
So it has been our, if I may call it, our watering hole. XICF has been our watering hole when we come here for church service every Sunday. And we found our second family here in Xiamen. Miss Tess, we are very happy that there is a Filipino. There are many Filipinos who are joining the church, the XICF, and we have found our second spiritual family here in XICF. Amen.
So, just to put you on the spot, Mama Elaine, if you have the opportunity to advise a single person here concerning marriage, what advice would you give? And Brother Ian, if you have the opportunity to give a single advice to the couples in the church, what would you say? A single advice to the singles and a single advice to the couples.
Okay. As with the all parts of your life, as with every decision, everything is in God's hand, most especially your marriage. When we were starting, like I said, he was Catholic. We were penniless. But everything...
You were what?
Penniless.
Penniless.
We were teachers. We didn't receive much in the Philippines. But when we started going together, it was all in faith. Like my mother said, I trust God that what I prayed for, he has already given you. And when we were starting to plan our marriage, we trusted God. We did not have any funds for our wedding, but we proceeded nevertheless, and people started giving, and everything, the services were given to us free. So as with everything, you just offer it to the Lord. Everything should be done in faith.
So as a single, learn to trust the Lord, learn to walk with the Lord, learn to offer everything to the Lord. Brother Ian, advice to the couples.
We got this advice before also, and the person told us that always praise your spouse in public.
Always praise your spouse in public.
In public, but then if you have something not good to say, just do it in private.
Always praise your spouse in public, but if you have something not so good to say, say it in private. I need to learn that. Amen. So how can we pray for you? How can we pray for you?
Well, this is our last few, this is our last year in China, maybe about our last year here in China, and then maybe the time that we go back in the Philippines again.
So we should pray that the Lord would even protect you even through your last few months in China and even lead you to the next stage of your life. So, family, let's pray for Sister Elaine and Brother Ian. Let's pray, even committing their last few months into the hand of the Lord, and even concerning their next step, let's pray for them. Father, we thank you for this wonderful couple. We thank you for them being a blessing to the Filipino community in Xiamen. We pray that, O Lord, you will order their steps and continue to let them grow in you, that, O God, at the long run, all glory will be given to your name. We commit their children into your hands. Father, O Lord, protect and lead him, that, O God, he would also grow into an amazing person, even after your heart. Let your name be glorified in their lives. Let joy continuously flood their lives. Let your peace continuously flood their lives. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. Please, a round of applause even as they take their seats. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, how many of you were blessed? How many of you were blessed by their testimony? How many of you were blessed? If you were blessed, let me see you wave your hands. Great. And like I said, I encourage you to take notes. Take notes. Any notes you can, just take it. As much as you are taking mental notes, just write something. Even on your phone, on the paper, just write something. And I'm sure there is something you can practice. You can practice from here. There is something you can practice from here. So in the light of our next testimony, we are going to welcome another brother. He's very quiet. He doesn't talk so much. He's not so much in the open. He's more hidden. But I believe that even as he comes, we would all be blessed by his testimony, he and his wife. So let's welcome Brother Joel Nachiglo. Is he a quiet person? Brother Joel, you may join us with your wife, please. A round of applause even as they come again. Yeah, you're a quiet person, huh? So if in one word, if you were to describe Brother Joel, what would that one word be? You can shout it out. Organizator. Selfless. A giver. Nice. 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 The smile. Yeah. 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 We bless God. So Mr. and Mrs. Nachiglo, please introduce yourself to the congregation, please.
Good morning, SICF. My name is Joel Miose Nachiglo.
Nachiglo?
Yes.
Not Nachiglo.
Yeah. You are trying to brothelize it. And I'm a student here in Xiamen. I'm from Togo. And I'm here with my beautiful wife. What's your name, please?
All right, thank you for the opportunity. Please, my name is Grace Ewena Nyachiglo. Now, I'm a Ghanaian, and I am a third girl among five siblings.
Wow.
And a brother. Yeah.
I understand you're a practicing nurse as well. You have a diploma in nursing and midwifery.
Yeah. I schooled in Keta Business Secondary.
Mm.
And from there, I did community nursing.
Mm.
And thereafter, continue with my midwifery program.
I want to say this and jump in. So around 1 a.m. past midnight, around 1 a.m. past midnight, I was about to sleep. And before I sleep, I just felt the need to pray. So as I prayed, I just heard someone gagging. And when I turned, it was Jadida. At that time, Jadida was just born. And she was gagging because she had thrown up. And instead of it coming out, it had filled her lungs. And when I got up, the first thing I did, I just started praying. I said, Father, help my daughter. I was praying. And my wife said, after we finish praying, let's go to Grace. She's a nurse. And I'm like, I forgot. So quickly, we ran from we were on the sixth floor. And we ran down to the fifth floor. And I'm sure they were sleeping. But then I've never banged any door as hard as I banged their door. Oh, and I'm sure if Joel didn't shout, I would have broken that door. I banged, boom, boom, boom. And I said, my daughter, she's choking. And then she took my daughter and I think she helped suck out the fluid from the nose and put drops of brine solution in the nose to help. And my wife and I are very grateful. Mm-hmm. My wife and I are very grateful. We are so grateful. She's one of three godmothers of Jedidah. We are so grateful. We are so grateful for her. So the picture, I'm so worried the picture is not showing clearly. But it's a nice picture. Is it showing clearly here? It's a nice picture of them. Can you guys see Brother Joel?
No.
It doesn't look like him. So we can see Grace, but we can't see Joel. What is the difference now?
Too slim.
I think now he has six packs. He has six packs and the hair. So how did you meet? How did you meet?
As my wife said already, she attended Keta Business Secondary School. And mostly when I said I'm from Togo and she's from Ghana, people always ask this question, how do we meet? I also attended my junior high, senior high, and university in Ghana. We attended the same school. We were neighbors. And those days, sometimes we walked to school. I would just bypass her. Sometimes I would just say hi. We just continue. Until one day, I realized that she's a bit different.
You mean she's beautiful?
She's beautiful. And character-wise also, you know the life in high school,
yes.
But she's a bit different. Then one day, she came around to do something in the house. And from there, we became friends, to good friends. And we continue helping each other in different ways. But one thing we said to each other is, in future, if we should be together, maybe during our school years, we have to obey some rules. We have to set limits as
boundaries.
The Bible, boundaries,
wow.
As the Bible wants us to do.
I like the essence of boundaries. I think that is one thing that our generation now might be lacking, the essence of boundaries. When you are dating someone and you are not married to the person, I think it's very important to have boundaries. I think it's very important to have boundaries. Boundaries will keep you on the right lane. It's better to have rails that will prevent the car from falling off than rather to set rails after the car has already fallen off. So boundaries, I really like that. So, Madam Grace, how did you, when you saw him, what really came to mind? When you saw the slim guy, not this one, the slim guy, what really came to mind?
Wow, thanks for the question. Actually, there were more than four. They used to walk in groups, and they are footballers. Mm. Yeah, they like playing football a lot. Anytime we pass by them, some of them actually are not of good character, let me just say that. So I just don't like going close to the group. But as time goes on, one of their brothers, that is the junior one, we were of the same year in school. And he's good at economics and then mathematics and some stuffs. So I had a challenge. And I just remembered he had a prize in school. And he's just close. So I said, well, I told my mom, let me go and see Romeo and see if he can help me with this assignment. So when I went, he wasn't there, and he was the one I met. So he helped me, and he.
So all this began by an assignment, by an economics assignment.
So we actually met at the SHS then, and as he said already, as time goes on, we became acquainted, and then. As the rules comes in, and by the grace of God, this is
Amen.
Where we are today.
Sometimes it's amazing. It's amazing what pops up when you decide to be a blessing to someone. Sometimes it's amazing what pops up when you decide to be a blessing to someone. And I want to say two things. One, when you help someone, don't help someone with the mind of getting something in return. When you help someone, don't help someone with the mind of getting something in return. And in the light of your helping someone, mind you, the Lord will bless you. For the Lord waters them that water. Amen. So in the light, how many years did you date? How long did you date?
The number of years. I think we first knew each other somewhere in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And in the year 2000, I made my intention known that I wanted to take our friendship to a higher level.
A higher level?
Yes. Mm. But I didn't put her under pressure to say yes or no. So from that time, I thought we were in an implied relationship. It is implied because to me we are in a relationship, but to her, maybe we were not then. Until after school. And because I knew we were in an implied relationship, I have to protect her against other praise. So I always check on her. Wherever she is, I make sure I go there. Until I think 2001 or so. Yeah. Where she said, okay, she have talked about it. And
no. When he left school, I finished school too, joined my sisters from Accra to Cape Coast, and he was in UCC then. So he was, anyway, I am then, he was following actually.
But he was chasing you wherever you are.
But the day that he came and asked again, what do you think of my proposal? And I said, okay, no problem, let's go.
Amen.
So it was somewhere 2002 or 2003.
Yeah, I think 2003.
Yes. And but all those while, we never spend more than 12 hours together. I just go visit, I go back.
Away. I realized there was a point in your dating relationship life when he was in China, in Guangzhou, and you were in Ghana. What was the most difficult aspect of that period of time when he was in Guangzhou and you were in Ghana in the light?
Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, it's communication in the first place.
Communication.
Because we were not together and seeing each other any longer. And because of the time variation in time, so sometimes you are sleeping, he's awake, going up and down. So it was quite challenging.
What about you, big brother?
Yeah, before I came, I made it clear to her that this is the situation here. One, the time lapses. Then secondly, also, the opportunity might not be there for us to be communicating frequently. And mostly, some ladies think when the communication starts reducing, love starts reducing, and they start thinking otherwise, that maybe you have found somebody else, that is why you are not calling. So at the beginning, I made it clear that when I don't call consistently, don't think there is anything or I found something, but know that maybe it's the challenges or
work.
The time or the work.
I want to say this, that communication is very important. Whether you are single, whether you are married, whether you are a sibling, whether you are a father, I believe the essence of communication in the life of we human beings should not be taken for granted. In the light of communication, I also want to say, do not assume. Ask. Do not assume. Sometimes a situation might happen and instead of confronting, instead of inquiring, you assume that this is what it is. Assumptions lead to a lot of problems. So how many years have you been married now?
7 years.
Powerful.
That will be 15th of March.
15th of March, seven
yes,
years.
Yes.
Do you plan to have a party? So, yes. I can prepare.
Yes, we know that you are planning chickens for us, so
who is planning the chicken? Me?
Pastor Perry.
So 7 years of marriage, 15th March is your wedding anniversary. In the 7 years, when did you feel the most challenges? What is the gravest challenge you have had in the 7 years? What challenge really shook your marriage in that sense? And how did you overcome it?
I may not call it challenge per se, but I would just say it's a journey. Because it is mostly the desire of every couple to start a family immediately after marriage. But in our case, it took us more than 3 years. One, because when we had the wedding, I was on a business trip. So within 1 month, we organized everything and I have to come back. So after wedding, we spent only 3 days together. So when I came, she's supposed to follow, but it took almost 1 year before she joined here. And when she came, we were thinking that within 1 year, we should start a family. And nothing happened, so we became a bit alarmed. Thank God we have supporting parents, friends, and relatives. We just understood that God has a plan for everybody. It is not everybody that marry and just start having children. There are some people that will marry, but they will never have children. So we started understanding the plans that God had for us. Then we realized that, no, it's not a plan of barrenness, but a plan to have children to his glory.
Amen.
So we started praying. We started praying. And where we were in Gwangju and Huizhou, we didn't have churches to attend. So we do services ourselves. We follow some services online. But it is not like being among followers who can pray with you. You pray with them. You fellowship together. So during that time also, I was working. I closed from work like 8 p.m. And she was the spiritual head then. Because when she's at home, she reads. She put prayer topics together. Mm. When I come back, then we pray together. And mostly, we pray from 12 midnight into the next day. And on our birthdays, I am a Friday born. She's a Sunday born. That means on Thursday evening from 11:50 something, we start praying till
into the next
next day. Same thing on Saturday night to Sunday. And it so, yielded results.
So just to say, for how many years you were trusting the Lord for a child, how many years did it take till the child finally came? Was it 3 or 4 years?
In the fourth year.
So, Sister Grace, can you describe your mental state and what was going through your mind even through that time, through that 4 years, when you were trusting the Lord for a child and you were working at it and it wasn't coming? What was going through your mind?
A lot. It made me sometimes say maybe the Lord is not answering my prayers. But it came to a point I noted a scripture from the Bible. It's about Hannah's prayer. So I showed it to him. I said, we have to make a vow. So I said, let's pray this prayer. So we have been praying it. And as we use that quotation, it's 1 Samuel chapter 1:10-11. Yeah. And we do pray for other couples who are also in our situation. And then orphans and the needy. In fact, I have them at my heart a lot because of one or two things that I went through. I lost my parents early after SHS. When I was in SS3, I actually lost her. And then after nursing, my dad was also gone. So from that time till I finished my schools, it was blessing, yeah, from people unknown, and it really gives me the desire to bless those who are in a situation like that, or just bless anybody that I realize might be, because the thing just dawned on me that bless this person or do this, do that. Yeah, then I will just go by.
I don't want us to just jump over this aspect of their testimony where they were trusting the Lord for a child over the period of 4 years. Christianity is not an all rosy journey. There will be times when you will be shaken. But the essence of you being shaken does not change the nature of God. God is good and his mercy endures forever. There will be times in your life when you'll be so shaken by situations. That does not change the nature of God. What you need to do is to trust. And after 4 years of not having a child, you can see the picture. Now they have two kids. Can we give a praise offering unto the Lord? If you can just wave your hand, clap your hand, and just say, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. And I really want us to have this in mind, that God is, and he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. If you don't give up, the Lord will show up. And it's not just in marriage, in academics, in your essence of your personal life. If you trust the Lord, you keep going. If you persevere, if you are diligent, the Lord will show up. The Lord will show up. And this really blesses me so much. So how do you feel now you have two kids?
I quickly want to add something. During those times, when we came to Xiamen, that was September 2017, there was one time we invited Brother Perry.
You invited who?
Brother Perry.
Is he here in the church?
Yes, he's here.
Okay.
And Brother Isaac, I think we all know him.
Isaac, yeah.
To pray with us. We planned a dinner prayer. But something happened. When they came, we were expecting bringing the whole building down with prayers. But they just said, all is well. We should keep on trusting the Lord. And we finished eating the food. The New Year resolution for 2018, we took it from the book of Matthew 6:33, that seek ye first the kingdom. And its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. And also another verse came to mind. That was Exodus 23, verse 24 and 25. That serve the Lord, and he shall bless your bread and water. He shall take sickness and barrenness from your household. So we base the resolution for the whole year on those two Bible verses, and it has been a great blessing. And the journey through the year, I think we got to June. My birthday is 10th of June. Then I was thinking, how will I celebrate this birthday? Then I talked to Pastor Gabe that I want to bless the children in the church. Then he said, oh, that is good. I can go ahead, because I was seeking permission to do that. And that day, we made cupcakes with juice. I think Sobolo, hibiscus flower juice. And we brought it to church. We shared it to the children. We were not doing it to get anything back. But surprisingly, we did that on the 10th of June, and somewhere, is it 18th July, we had a positive pregnancy test.
Amen.
To the glory of the Lord.
Amen. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
One other thing I want to add is, like, we were seeking medical attentions, and then Sorry, yeah. We're seeking medical attentions and taking some, medications. Mm. But when we came here, we decided to forget about everything. Amen. And just focus on the Lord. Just serve. As he mentioned it, let's go to Siamen. When we came, let's commit ourselves to serving. Okay. Yeah, that was how come we were here.
It's amazing. And I remember that day so much when we went to pray. They texted, guys, can you pray with us? We are trusting the Lord for a baby. Can you come and pray? And the funny thing was, before we went, I had not had my dinner. So when we got there and I saw they had this Ghanaian dish with lots of chicken and fish, I actually forgot about the prayer. And we ate. When we finished eating, so we were about leaving, then he said, what about the prayer? And I remember saying, God is good. I said, all is well. And Isaac said, God has already done it. And I really want to encourage all of us. And I say this from the deepest part of my heart. We have challenges. But there is no need crying about how big your challenges are. One thing I would encourage you is trust how big your God is. Sometimes we cry more about the challenges than we cry more about our Father in heaven. And we believe that, yes, indeed, according to his divine will, he worketh all things for our good. So let's be encouraged by their testimony. So how should we pray for you? How should we pray for you as a fellowship going forward? Now that you have two kids, I know you want to have four more. So how should we pray for you? They want to have four? Pardon? They want to have twins. Wow. They are more shocked. So how should we pray for you?
I think we want heavenly wisdom in our decision makings. And also for God to direct our paths.
Mm.
And also for XICF to continue to be a blessing unto many.
Amen.
Personally, XICF has been a great blessing unto us.
Mm.
And we pray that spirit will continue.
Amen.
In everybody. Individually, you guys have been great. Especially we have a sister here, Sister Vera.
Mm.
She has been a great blessing unto us.
Mm.
And our prayer is God should continue blessing her too.
Amen.
Amen. She gives without receiving.
Amen.
And we pray that God will bless her abundantly.
Amen. Amen. God is good.
And God bless you, Pastor Perry. And
amen. Amen. Amen.
You have been a huge blessing to us.
Let's bow down our heads and pray. Let's bow down our heads and pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Speak a word of blessing over their marriage, over their children. Speak a word of blessing over them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Whatever you would want to have in your marriage, you can speak over their marriage. And we pray wisdom. Even as they asked, we pray wisdom for them, that the Lord will bless them with wisdom. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for Mr. and Mrs. Nachiglo, that God, you continuously order their steps and bless them with wisdom, O God. We pray concerning their growth in you, that, Lord, you would teach them and guide them according to your statutes, that they will grow in you, and even as they've yielded themselves unto service, Father, you will lead them in the right way, that their hearts will be with you, even as they decide to serve you. Let your name be glorified, O Father, in their lives. We pray for their children that they would grow in your love, they would grow in your grace, and that at the end, all glory will be given unto you. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. God bless you. And please, a round of applause even as they take their seats. A round of applause. Brother Matt, can you be on the keyboard even as we sing the song? Give thanks with a grateful heart. So we want to just sing and give thanks, and you want to thank God for your life. You want to thank God. And again, I want to say this. There is no need shouting how big your problem is. But if you want to take anything away from here today, I want you to know that your God is bigger than your problem. They that seek the Lord must seek him diligently. Know that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do not give up seeking the Lord. In your singlehood, do not give up seeking the Lord. In your marriage, do not give up seeking the Lord. In your business, do not give up seeking the Lord. If you give yourself wholly unto the Lord, he will be glorified in your life. If not even on earth, in heaven, you will receive your reward. Many a times our minds are concentrated on earth. What if you go to the end of your age without getting married? It doesn't change that God is king. What if you go to the end of your age without even having a child? It doesn't change the fact that God is king. But in totality, knowing that he presides over everything is important. Serving him from that place, walking with him and not giving up. Let the story of Job be your encouragement. And I wish I could tell you something nice that all your problems would go away. I'm sorry, more problems are coming. In the last days, the hearts of many will wax cold. Darkness will abound on the face of the earth. Challenges will brew. But them that know their Lord shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Them that know their Lord, they shall be strong. May the Lord strengthen us. And we give thanks unto the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And we say, Father, we thank you for your son Jesus. Because without Jesus, we wouldn't have the right mindset. We wouldn't have the right character to face challenges. In the midst of everything, God is still king. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Let's stand to our feet even as we sing. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. If you can sing, sing along. Jesus Christ, his son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. And now, let the weak say, I am. Let the poor say, because of what the Lord has done. And now, let the weak say, let them, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Father, we thank you for XICF. We thank you for the families gathered therein. We thank you, O Lord, for the members, the single, the married, the children, the adults. We pray that in this season and in this time, Father, may we continuously seek you diligently. And may we continuously pursue you, that, Lord, you will be exalted in our lives. Above anything we can receive in this age. But may we have eternity in mind. May we have eternity in mind. Even as we live our lives, Father, may we have eternity in mind. Let your name be glorified, O God. Now just raise your hand and receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause you to come to an understanding of his love for you. May the Lord cause you to comprehend his love the depth of his love, the breadth of his love, the width of his love. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you would know the revelation of Jesus Christ and even your inheritance among the saints in Christ in this age and in the age to come. And I pray for you that your heart will be so drowned in the mercy and love of the Lord that you continuously behold his peace and joy. In Jesus' mighty name. XICF, you are dismissed. Make sure you say hello to someone even as you're on your way. Say hello to someone. You can decide to take someone out for lunch. If you don't find anybody yet, you know where I live. You know you have my number.